Yo, what it do, people that you feel coming to the show? I got a special thing I'm going to do today. Something new. Something brand new I'm going to do for y'all. I am coming up with a new podcast show. We're going to be telling about storytelling, about fake stories, real stories, that stuff happening in the news. But from the victim and the suspect point of view. Or it's just going to be storytelling that, since Halloween is coming up, it's going to be stories like that. It's going to be weird, strange stories that you and your friends can talk about. Or did this really happen? Or what happened next? Stay tuned. I'm about to do a story for y'all. The voices are in my head. Why they can't come out? You ever had a bad day, like having a nightmare type of day? Well, that would happen to me on July the 5th, 2012. After July the 4th, me and my beautiful wife and our family, we were just kicking back, chilling. I had a couple beers, whatever. So we just talking in the den. I mean, the dining room. We was just talking in the dining room, just chilling, whatever. My wife got a call for... My wife got a call. She left the table to take the call in the next room. For some odd reason, I just got irritated, upset at her for doing that. Like, I never had a problem for her getting up and using the phone. She is a lawyer and a prosecutor for the state of Indiana. So she went to the bedroom. So I excused myself to go to our master bathroom, because the dining room and the bedroom is like connected. You can see when you open our door, you can see it. We, you know, it's a decent sized house, but everything is on one floor. So anyways, I went back to the bathroom, act like I was going to use it. And I heard her talking to some man on the phone, and the voices in my head like, dog, she is cheating on you. She grab the phone, do something. So I walked behind her. Before I knew it, I put my right hand out around her 5'4", 120-pound skinny body. My arm squeezed her neck like a python squeezing his pray. Her phone just dropped out of her hand, and it landed on the floor, and I thought it was gonna break. And it was a picture of her father pop on the screen, and his eyes was looking at me, and I just couldn't believe what I just did. And I just shook her body, and I kept calling her name, Ashley, Ashley, wake up. Her body never felt so heavy in my arms. The voices in my head, like, you did the right thing. You did it. All these voices keep on telling me stuff. I haven't took my medication. I haven't meditated. I just... haven't been myself lately, and I just killed my wife. What should I do next? I pick up her body and place it on the bed, and I went back in the diner. I went back to the bathroom to wash my face, and I just wash it and look in the mirror. Then I walk out, and I forgot we had guests over, my friend and his wife, and I went back in the dining room. I just told him that Ashley just got very, very sick. She's not feeling herself. But she will be okay. So we just started talking about last night. And I started hearing sounds like she was alive and she was calling my name. And I was looking, and out of nowhere I said, oh, shit. And I must have said it out loud because I thought I said it in my head. Mike and his wife jump in. They said, Mike said, "Are you all right, bro?" I'm saying, "I'm cool." I'm cool, bro. It seemed like they knew what I did in the bedroom. And it felt like she was right behind me. And I turned around so fast. I scared Mike and his pregnant wife. They jumped. Mike said, "If you don't want us here, just say that." In a joking way, I'm like, "I'm cool. I'm good. It just feel like a bug was on me, man. I'm sorry. I'm tripping. And Mike kept looking at me like, "Dude, are you okay? Are you fine?" And he just like, "Dude, stop playing games." And I said, "Y'all know what I did, didn't y'all? You know what I did. I did not mean to kill her. I just snapped. I'm sorry." And they just stop and pause and they like, "What do you mean?" This Mike, like, "This is a joke, right? This is one a dark joke. Please tell me this is a joke." And his wife said, "I know you did not kill my best friend." And Mike said, "Please, please, please, bro. Tell me you just playing. You did not kill her. She just sleep." And I said, she cheated on me. That's why I kill her." "And your wife fucking knew." And I point the gun at her. And Mike jump in front of the gun. "Please don't point the gun at my wife. Point the gun at me. Boy, bro, just chill." And she sat behind his back. She did talk to other dudes like you think she did. She was surprising you for your birthday coming up. It was going to be a big surprise birthday. That's why she got up and take the call from her father, who was going to give you his plane, his favorite plane for your birthday. Or then I just closed my eyes and tears started coming out of my eyes. And I said, "I'm sorry. I have to do this. I have to do this, Mike." And Mike said, "Do what?" I closed my eyes again and I just squeezed the trigger and I just heard bam, bam, bam from the gunshots. Opened my eyes. They was just laying on the ground and I started hearing voices in my head. "They coming to get you. They coming to get you." All the voices. And his Mike is on the floor. They body is on the floor. The blood leaving their body like my soul left my body when I killed my wife. I was looking at the door because I started hearing something on the other side. Bang, bang, bang. I just shot at the door. Whoever on the other side had to get killed. I opened it up. It was our son coming from the park. I raced around his body. I just put the gun to my head. I heard voices again. I'm hearing voices again. Said, "Put the gun down." I look up. It was like 5 police officers pointing their guns at my head. I told him I can't. I told him I'm gonna kill myself. I scream at them, "I'm gonna kill myself. I killed my wife. I killed my son. I killed my friend, his pregnant wife. Tell our family and friends I am so sorry. I am so sorry for what I have done." Everything went back. Everything went black. No sound, just a cold. I guess this is what death looked like on the other side. The voices are still talking to me. This time, the voices were just... the voices were just made up. I know in fact, where I'm going is hell. There's no place for me like in heaven. I don't care that God forgive people, that I forgive myself. What happened next?